Hello, and welcome to another edition of America's Godly Heritage. In a moment, I am going to read to you George Washington's October 3, 1789 Thanksgiving Proclamation. Afterwards, I will share a few comments about this proclamation and about Washington. So here's the proclamation. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me, quote, to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. End quote. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which He has been pleased to confer upon us. And also, that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and Ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. Given under my hand, at the city of New York, the 3rd day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789. George Washington. I want to point out, first of all, that it says it's in New York because Washington, D.C. did not exist yet, and New York City was the capital of the country at this point in time. Now, also, George Washington took office as President of the United States on April 30, 1789. This means that President Washington and Congress issued this proclamation in their first year of office, which means it was a priority to them. Even today, when a president and a new Congress takes office, they set in motion their agendas and prioritize the issues and matters that are most important to them. The media today makes a big deal about the president's first 100 days in office to see what he accomplishes and also what he discusses and promotes, because those denote what he will be pursuing throughout the rest of his tenure in office. Further, this was the first Congress and the first president of a fledgling nation. As the first government of the United States, they were the role models for how they envisioned the legislative, judicial, and executive branches functioning. They knew that everything they said and did would be scrutinized by all those who came after them. Therefore, they made a point of taking a day to honor and thank God for all that He had done for the country, and to pray that He would continue to bless it. They hoped that future generations would follow their example. Also, note how Washington describes God in the proclamation. He uses the names Almighty God, Great and Glorious Being, Beneficent Author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, and the Lord and Ruler of Nations. These were different character traits or different attributes that Washington wanted us to really understand about God. He's trying to give us specific things that we can look at in God's character to understand more about God and what He has done for the nation. Washington also specifically describes ways in which he wanted the people of the nation to, number one, thank God for His providence in the states winning the war against Great Britain and in creating a new nation. Two, ask God to forgive the nation for its sins. And three, ask God to bless the nation. Some modern scholars claim that many of the founding fathers were deists rather than Christians. Deists believe that God probably does exist and that He probably did create the universe, but then He detached Himself from His creation and left it to run itself. It's kind of like God set everything in motion and then went and take His lunch break. Yet in reading this Thanksgiving proclamation, with its rich understanding of the different aspects of God's character, of God's previous and ongoing providential care for this nation, and of the need to ask God to continue blessing the country, it's clear that Washington believed in a God that was intimately involved in his life and in the nation and in creation as a whole. This is not the action of a deist. This is the action of a person who had a relationship with God. So we need to understand that. Washington was not a deist. He believed God was intimately involved in his life and in the creation of this nation. Next, note that the proclamation encourages citizens to beseech God to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue and the increase of science among them and us. Yes, you heard this correctly. Washington was asking God to promote religion and to increase science in the same breath. The Founding Fathers did not see a great divide between religion and science. Instead, they saw them working hand in hand because they believed God gave scientists the abilities, knowledge, and insight they needed to make the scientific progress that they made. And the Founding Fathers, along with many famous scientists, past and present, such as Sir Isaac Newton, Robert Boyle, Nicholas Copernicus, George Washington Carver, Charles Babbage, and Francis Collins, to name just a few, believed that science is a way of revealing the majesty and mystery of God, and of God being able to bless the world through their scientific advances. Think about all the medical advances we have now. Think about the way we're able to feed more and more people through the way that they're able to get the crops to grow better and more lushly. Think about all the technological advances that we've had. These are all ways that God intended to bless the world through science. Finally, I'd like to compare Washington's 1789 Thanksgiving Proclamation with Biden's 2021 Thanksgiving Proclamation. President Biden's proclamation states, "Thanksgiving provides us with a time to reflect on our many blessings from God, this nation, and each other. We are grateful for these blessings, even and especially during times of challenge." He then lists many groups of people for whom he is grateful, such as educators, scientists, and farm workers. He then continues, "For the First Lady and me, Thanksgiving has always been a cherished time to enjoy annual traditions that have evolved into sacred rituals with our children and grandchildren. Throwing the football, preparing family recipes, lighting candles, and setting the table. Now, therefore, I, Joseph Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, hereby proclaim Thursday, November 25th, 2021, the National Day of Thanksgiving. I encourage the people of the United States of America to join together and give thanks for the friends, neighbors, family members, and strangers who have supported each other over the past year in a reflection of goodwill and unity. So note the lack of God in this proclamation, particularly in comparison with the 1789 proclamation. Washington's entire proclamation focuses on God, yet in Biden's, he's only mentioned once in the opening sentence. Washington's proclamation uses several specific names of God to highlight God's character, whereas Biden's proclamation only uses the generic term God. Washington's proclamation is thankful for God's actions on behalf of the United States and looks to him for further help and blessing. However, Biden's proclamation focuses on being grateful for the actions of other people. Now, don't get me wrong. I agree we should be thankful for our loved ones and for those who are working so hard to combat COVID-19 and to help this nation to function again. These people truly are heroes. However, that's not really my point. My point is that Biden is focusing on being grateful for the people he listed here, rather than being grateful to God for providing all of these wonderful people, for giving all of those wonderful people the talents and abilities that they had to be able to do what they did, whether it be scientifically, medically, classroom, driving, whatever they did, that was a God-given talent. And also, God giving them the fortitude to deal with all that they have dealt with, the strength of character, the ability to persevere despite being exhausted, despite being heartbroken. Those were God-given abilities that they worked through to be able to do their jobs. So we need to be focusing on thanking God as well as being appreciative of the people and what they have done. And yet Biden is not saying that at all. He's focusing on what people have done, which is a very humanistic point of view, rather than on being grateful to God for what God has done through people. And Washington's proclamation also encourages citizens to be involved in such sacred activities as thanking God and praying. However, Biden's proclamation says his sacred rituals include throwing the football, preparing family recipes, lighting candles, and setting the table. What? I can see how these might be favorite family traditions, but they are certainly not sacred rituals. Just wow, wow, wow. It seems that our leaders no longer know what the word sacred means or from where our blessings truly come. We need to return to our roots. We need to return to honoring God and recognizing God's hand in what happens through people, through God's direct intervention, through a timely word, through coincidence. We need to return to recognizing God's hand in our lives. We need to remember that Thanksgiving is meant to be a day where we, along with George Washington, acknowledge with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God.
Thank you for listening to this edition of America's Godly Heritage. I hope you have a great day. Bye. If you would like to help support America's Godly Heritage or to view the resources used to make this podcast, just go to patreon.com or vimeo.com and type America's Godly Heritage in the search box. You can also make financial donations at givesendgo.com. Again, just type America's Godly Heritage in the search box. We really appreciate your support. Thanks again. Bye.